From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam. In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Trai Dai Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. He said it was based on the desire to complete a long process that began decades ago by many veterans of the Vietnam War. Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Vietnam still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapon sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. The two leaders also announced new business agreements amounting to $16 billion. Mr. Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued a plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that had taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. A series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. This is VOA News.